sometimes pain happens in our lives. It just does, and we can't avoid it. Other times it's self-inflicted. Sad, but true. And one of the ways we manage to do that is through our own stubbornness. We think by getting our own way, hey, we win. But actually what it does is it causes us pain. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at the pain in your life from a different perspective. Many a person lives their life by the maxim, it's my way or the highway. You've heard that, right? Now, some people are more prone to that than others. Leaders, achievers, those go-getters are particularly prone to it. Well, let's give it a name. It's called stubbornness. I want to do things my way. I have an idea. I know what's right. I know how to get there. And we're going to do it my way. And the rest of you can do it my way or you can go away. Don't go away angry. Just go away. I know this really well because I'm one of those type A achiever kinds, more outcome focused than relationship focused. And in the natural, in the flesh, that's how I can be. And so I spent most of my life living life just that way, stubborn, always right. And this whole stubbornness thing promises so much. It promises that by getting our own way, we'll win and therefore our lives will be better. It's about winning. It's all about winning. Strong people, they're often stubborn people. And whilst winning promises an awful lot, actually, it's one of the things, one of the deep immaturities that many people carry around with themselves that cause them a tremendous amount of pain. Believe you me, I know. And that's what we're chatting about on the program this week. It's a series called Pain Relief for the Soul. So much of the pain we experience in life is self-inflicted. As I've said a few times over the past few weeks, some pain, sure, we can't avoid. Something happens and it hurts and we have to live through that pain and by God's grace and with His love and comfort come out the other side of it. But you know, much of the pain we experience in life is in fact self-inflicted. Selfishness, pride, being a people pleaser, all those things are about our own immaturities, never having grown up. And so we live out these immaturities and they cause us pain. I don't know if you remember, last week we focused on this passage from James chapter 1. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let that endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete and lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. In other words, as we travel through the trials of life, we're meant to grow up. As our faith is tested, it's meant to prove itself through endurance, and that endurance builds maturity and wisdom. But I particularly love how it sets out here in this passage, the maturity thing. The writer says that as a result of our experiences and suffering, we should be mature and complete and lacking in nothing. Doesn't that say it all? Mature and complete and lacking in nothing. In other words, we're growing into who we were meant to be with everything we need to cope with life. And one of the things that we should learn in life is that this attitude of pride and stubbornness simply doesn't work. It causes pain. Have a listen to just a couple of things that God has to say about stubbornness and pride. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The wise will inherit honor, but the stubborn fools disgrace. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. One who is often reproved yet remains stubborn will suddenly be broken beyond healing. And another one, 2 Corinthians chapter 30, verse 8. Do not now be stiff-necked as your ancestors were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and come into His sanctuary, which He has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God so that His fierce anger may turn away from you. See, there's just a few. There are dozens of them where God talks about stubbornness and pride and being stiff-necked. You know what it all boils down to? I am going to do it my way. And that, my friend, is the attitude of a child. A stubborn person, as it said in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35, a stubborn person is a fool, filled with pride, and they get their sense of worth out of winning. Even when they're winning, that doesn't work. Let me give you an example. I am, as I said earlier, one of those type A outcome-oriented people. For many, many years in my own immaturity, I would drive at things hard against the good advice of people who had more experience, people who knew more than I did, because I thought that in order for me to be me, I had to be right and I had to win. My way or the highway, buddy, that was my maxim. Sometimes I may have gotten away with it, but most times it didn't work. No matter whether it worked or it didn't, my way was the only way. But when I gave my life over to Jesus a decade and a half ago, I started to learn a new way, a better way. And it was this way that set me on the path to growing up. God opened my eyes and I started to see that other people have skills and talents and abilities and experience and perspectives that I could never have. Even if I lived on this earth for 1,000 years, I could never have those things that all those other people around me have. And if I could just learn to zip my lip, to humble myself, instead of missing out on those abilities and skills and gifts, I could benefit from them. See, I was hurting myself by failing at things I didn't have to fail at, if only I could learn not to be stubborn. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22, without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisers, they succeed. And sometimes this was the really difficult bit. Sometimes that counsel involved people telling me that something I was doing was wrong and that I needed to change my ways. Sometimes that counsel involved reproof. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11, my child, don't despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves the one he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And the more my stubbornness and pride started to leave me, you know what? The better my life became. I used to think that the only way I could have a good life was to have a good idea and to do it myself. Just recently, one of the members of our board here at Christianity Works, a man by the name of Keith Henry, had a brilliant idea. He and I had previously co-authored a book not long before that called My Personality GPS. Now, Keith's an encourager, quiet, unassuming. I'm a leader. I'm out there making things happen. When Keith became a board member, he said to me in his quiet, unassuming way, he said, oh, I don't know, Bernie, I don't know if I can make any difference here. I don't know if I can add value on the board. Well, he comes up with this new idea. He calls me up. He says, let's have coffee. We did, and I listened to his idea. Can I tell you, it was just a stunning idea. It's had a huge impact on Christianity Works and our ability to do God's work. I was sitting praying about it the other day, and God reminded me how much he's been working on me and in me. Imagine if I'd been that immature Bernie of the past, unable to take Keith's idea on board because I was stubborn and I was full of pride. The absence of the benefit of Keith's idea would have been such a huge loss. It would have caused me so much pain. Friend, let me come back to it. Some pain in life we can't avoid, but much of it is self-inflicted. And the pain of pride and stubbornness in my way or the highway, the pain is self-inflicted. But when we humble ourselves before God and accept his way, the pain goes away. Do you get it? James chapter 4, verse 6 says that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. That is absolutely the truth. Stubbornness and pride are marks of immaturity. Humility, collaboration, submission, those are signs of maturity. They are indeed pain relief for the soul. More than not, the pain we experience in life comes through our relationships. It's not easy being in a relationship with imperfect people, especially given how flawed we ourselves can be. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. And with the questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word right into the realities of your relationships. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com or give us a call toll free on 1-300-722-415 and we'll send it straight out to you in the post. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com or 1-300-722-415. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.